Because your ears demand it. The best country music. NBRN.FM. You're listening to Real Country Legends with R.B. Renegade. Real Country Legends, where the past is never forgotten.
My guest today grew up in a small rural community in Ontario, Canada. He is a Canadian country music icon and someone who I have personally admired for a number of years. It's a distinct privilege to welcome Terry Sumption to Real Country Legends. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Now, I was reading your website the other day, and it says that you feel better about your music right now than you ever have in your life. That's quite a statement, because you've always been fantastic. What brings you to that point?
I appreciate it so much now, because we've kind of downsized our whole approach to the business and the music, and we have an acoustic trio with the upright doghouse bass and dobro guitar and myself on acoustic, and we kind of mix and match through the show, and a lot of harmonies and some comedy, and we're doing old country churches and small theaters all over the country, and it's just such a thrill, you know. It's the churches especially, they're a very magic place to play music, you know, and I honestly think that they're the concert venues of the future, you know, and we've kind of worked real hard to put that together over the last 6 or 7 years, and it's just a thrill to play these places.
Wow, and you got the great acoustic sound within a church building itself, and then with an acoustic trio. That's personally my favorite. I could sit and listen to a couple of guys on acoustic guitars all night. You don't need to electrify for me.
No, it's I always said that volume covers up for talent every time, so we cut it right down to bare bones, and it's just such a thrill to play this music, you know, the way we're doing it now.
Now you also have been doing a lot of benefits, I understand, is that right?
We do. We've raised first of all, you know, the churches, we raise a lot of money for the churches to keep them alive. But I've been through a bad bout of esophageal cancer over the last year and a half here. And so I'm, you know, helping to raise money for that. We raise money for Alzheimer's patients and, you know, the cancer, of course. I'm just out there, you know, part of the show now is making people aware of esophageal cancer, which I've been through, and it's just something that people need to really be aware of. So we're working hard for that and trying to spread the word that people need to be checked for that all over the country.
Well, that's great. And how is your health? Is it doing well?
Doing really well. Yeah, we're working away at it. I mean, it's always kind of an ongoing thing, but you know, I mean, I couldn't after I had this operation, was a very very serious operation, and it kind of took my voice away for about 15 weeks or so. I couldn't sing or couldn't talk even, you know, and I was a little worried back then, but, you know, the good Lord saw fit to let me do what I do, and we're back in the game here, and everything is really working well. So,
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a miracle in itself that you're still able to go out and sing, and that's terrific. Now, for some folks who may not have necessarily heard of you, I mean, you're pretty widespread, the United States, Europe, England, Scotland, but where did Terry Sumption really get a start? How did it get started for you?
I just started like a lot of people, you know. We were kind of singing in church a bit, and then my grandmother actually got me sort of really involved, you know, got together with a music teacher that we had that came around all the old rural schools in the old days, and he was a real good guy, and my grandmother got together with him and suggested that maybe there was a little something that they should work on here. So we just, they kind of put in some extra effort, and it just kind of evolved from there to, playing old country, you know, some dances and things like that. And we got into the traveling, you know, the wearing out tour buses and, back and forth across the country and traveling all over. I have been to Europe and played over there, and it's, you know, we did the bar thing for quite some time, and now it's all kind of come full circle, and we're right back doing what we really love to do, and that's playing these smaller venues. So it works out really well.
Well, I think we're going to give one of your songs a spin. Now, this song is a personal favorite. I've always considered myself honored to perform this now and then when I was out playing. And this song is called Our Lovin' Place. And I would say probably one of your most popular or most recognizable songs. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, and we're going to give that a spin.
We just, you know, Lovin' Place was written back in about 1980 somewhere. And we always did it at the dances and so on, and people said, oh, gee, you know, you should record that, so we've got a souvenir to take home with us. And it kind of went from that to being one of the top most requested tunes in our shows, and then radio picked up on it when we did finally record it, and it's still getting a lot of airplay overseas and you know, all over the country. We still, it still gets its due out there, so we're excited about that.
That's great. Well, this is Terry Sumption with Our Lovin' Place.
Tonight, we'll meet again the way we always do. 'Cause I need your love and you need my love too. Oh, my darling, I can't wait for your warm embrace. When you meet me tonight at our loving place. Can't wait for your warm embrace. When you meet me tonight at our loving place. At our loving place, where all is quiet and free from people's eyes. At our loving place, where just we two can do what we came to do. Oh, my darling, I can't wait.
That's definitely one of my top favorite country songs. And you say that, you know, it's very popular in Europe. Traditional country music is still very popular in Europe. And a lot of Canadian artists, I think, have really found their way in Europe before they've made their way back to Canada and then United States and North America in general. You see that still being a trend today?
I think, you know, a lot of the major artists, you know, that are out there, I mean, everybody's still traveling to Europe, and I think it is really still a diving board for everybody else. You know, you go over there and even the big guns, you know, that are in the business, the Keith Urbans and the whoevers, you know, I mean, they're all doing that kind of thing. They go to Europe, and it seems to be a big stepping stone there. So I really felt that it was good for our career to do that. But at the same time, I mean, we worked hard at all our local things, and, you know, back and forth across Canada and throughout the States. Haven't traveled extensively in the States, but a fair bit, you know, and I always got a great response to the material. So we've always been really lucky that way.
I know that we here at NBRN have a broad audience in Europe, and say they really have a thirst for traditional music, more so even than the more modern things. Now, I'm going to quote Country Music News, and this is a great compliment to you, where they wrote, "If you have the good fortune to sit on a live Terry Sumption performance, you've undoubtedly come away with a feeling that you've been entertained by a special talent. I can't think of a better way to describe you."
Thank you very much. It's, you know, people have been very kind to us over the years, but I really feel that, you know, we've always been able to have that connection with the crowds, and we've lately been playing over the course of this last few months here, we've played some big outdoor concerts, and it just amazes me, the response, and, you know, the few thousand people singing along word for word with the tunes, you know, and you yourself understand that, you know, if you can get people doing that, it's a pretty major feeling, you know, inside you, the satisfaction that brings for what you really do out there.
It's one thing that I've always thought about many, many times. I've been at concerts, and being a writer and a bit of a performer myself, I've never had that personal experience, but I thought what it must be like to stand on a stage, stop singing, and hear the crowd continuing on with your words or something you wrote. I can't even imagine what that must feel like.
It's a great feeling, I'll tell you. It's just a magic thing for us, and I'm so excited every time that happens.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about something very, very special that you've just done recently, something you've written, and it really strikes home to me because you've written a song called Highway of Heroes, and in a second I'm going to let you tell the story about how that song came about, but it's special to me because before I left Canada to come to work in the United States, I had a summer place very, very close to Trenton, just down the road. And I'm very familiar with the Air Force Base. I'm very familiar with Highway of Heroes, Highway 401. And watching your videos and listening to the song, this is a very special song. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about how Highways of Heroes has come to be and the impact that it's having on folks?
Well, that's very special to me because one of my dear friends, a fellow by the name of Bill Peer, he came to me one day and he said, "I've got this idea for a tune." He said, "The Highway of Heroes is an incredible thing, you know." And he said that I think we need to write a tune that tells how the family and friends are feeling about all this, and our soldiers, our fallen soldiers in Afghanistan, and so on. And it's just, you know, we sat down around our kitchen table here at home, and Bill Peer and my friend Sue Sweetman, who I write with a lot, and another great friend of ours, Paul Riemann's. And the four of us sat around the table and wrote this tune. And, you know, my wife was brought to tears when we played it for her. And she, you know, I knew that it was something special because she just doesn't react like that to normally to the material, you know. And it's been an amazing situation, right from the magic that started that day around the table here to, you know, it's all over the world, basically. There's sites in Japan, there's sites in Israel with this CD on it, and the Prime Minister here in Canada, Prime Minister Harper's office, sent us a letter congratulating us on this tune. And it just,
wow.
You know, that's just been an amazing situation. I'm so thrilled. I'm just the vehicle that displays this tune, and the magic is in what we wrote, I feel, and I'm so excited to be part of that. And it's been a great tune.
I don't know how many people, I mean, here in the United States, there's a group of fellows on motorcycles that make sure they attend funerals for fallen soldiers, and I think everywhere in the world they have their own sort of a way to honor those that return, and this is just the way that it happens in Canada. And a lot of people may not realize that there's a lot of Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan trying to keep the peace, and this is just a great, great song, and we're going to play it now. This is Terry Sumption and Highway of Heroes.
On a highway of heroes, I pulled off the side to pay my respects for those who have died. There's mothers and brothers, sisters and friends, fathers in tears. Will these wars never end? What do you say to a mother who's lost her precious one? All for the sake of freedom and peace for everyone. On a highway of heroes we gather today. On a highway of heroes we all stood and prayed. On a highway of heroes, the highway of heroes today. Say to the children when they've lost their dad or mom, all for the sake of freedom and peace for everyone. On a highway of heroes we gather today. On a highway of heroes, we all stood and prayed. On a highway of heroes, the highway of heroes today.
I can't imagine that song not having an impact on anyone that listens to it, and as you've said, it really has.
Yeah, the the video is, you know, we put a video presentation, a slideshow together, and so on, and it's just been absolutely magic. You know, it's the response is incredible at the shows. Everybody from young mothers that are, you know, sending their son back over for a second tour of duty, or to World War II veterans coming up and just to shake my hand and say thanks for writing that song. You know, it's just been incredible.
Well, why don't we tell folks, where can they find out more about this, or perhaps find where they could get a copy, or just keep track of you in general? You have a website of your own?
We do. We're at www.terrysumption.ca or .com, either one. We're on MySpace at myspace.com/Terry Sumption. We're on Facebook. The website, we have a store on the website, and people can download Highway of Heroes and, you know, any of our other music that they would like to have. They can download it or send, you know, we'll send them a hard copy of it if they prefer that. And but the video and Highway of Heroes is on MySpace, on our MySpace site, and we just it's just tremendous, the response to it. I'm so overwhelmed with that, you know, and it's been an incredible ride for us.
Well, I can honestly say, watching the video, it's mesmerizing. Well, I can't thank you enough, Terry, for joining me today on Real Country Legends. As I've told you, I've admired you personally for a number of years, and it's just been an absolute thrill to be able to speak with you today and for you to talk with me about this song especially, but about your career. And all I can say is thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate it so much.
You've been listening to Real Country Legends on NBRN. Join host RB Renegade every Sunday morning for more greats from the past. Until next week, let's keep on keeping it country. Keeping it country. Keeping it country.